is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, hey, baby.
Welcome, Archive Friday, y'all. Hope you got something planned coming up this weekend. I'm just going to roll the dice on this one. If you've never heard one of the adventurous interviews that we've ever done with this fella, you might be in for one of these. Roll your eyes, shake your head, laugh, giggle a little bit, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, a Buzz Archive Friday at one of our interviews with Gary Busey.
Back to the Buzz.
All right, little programming note for those of us in the studio heading into this interview. I've been advised to speak slowly because he has trouble hearing.
Okay.
No. I'm just saying, speak deliberately and slowly. If you go too quick, you don't want him to... We want to make sure that we take care of Mr. Busey.
Oh,
stop. Yeah. Stop it.
If you're like me, you like talking to things. Hello, lamp. Hello, pants.
Hi, Gary Busey. Thank you, Fish, for being here.
So, Gary Busey.
We've had him on before, but yes. Not in many years.
Many years, yeah. It's been a while. You know, the movies, man. Mr. Joshua, he was such a great bad guy in Lethal Weapon.
I feel like we have a bond with him and that we hear of him often because of your Gary Busey quotes.
Yeah.
And
he's a character. I mean, he's, you know, sometimes he's obviously out there. He admits that. But sometimes I sit there and go, maybe he's a genius and
we're all
three steps behind, you know? The book is called Buseyisms, Gary Busey's Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Now, basic, it spells out B-I-B-L-E, Bible. It's his Bible. These are the things, it's his wisdom, you know. It's not a tell-all, man. Under Siege, another one he was in, right? He was in that movie, the Steven Seagal movie.
Yep.
Yeah. He was one of the baseball players in Rookie of the Year? One of the kid baseball movies?
He was Chet. Yeah.
I loved all those baseball movies. Angel in the Outfield. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they all came out at the same time.
Crazy. Entourage. He had a great role in Entourage. You know, he was that, I mean, basically.
Hello, pants.
That's where it started.
Awesome.
That's where it started. Hello, pants.
Hello, pants.
So he was unreachable last week. So today it's happening. We're waiting for him to come to the line. And our producer will patch him through.
Do you know how many times I watched Under Siege?
Oh, it was a great movie.
Oh, so good.
There was the Playboy model who popped out of the cake.
Yeah,
I think my dad really liked that movie at that time.
Well, there was that one and Above the
Law. I always thought you looked like that girl. Maybe that's why your dad liked it.
That's weird.
I mean, what did I just say? I said sometimes kids are apparently attracted to someone who looks like their dad. Maybe he's the same in reverse. I don't know.
He liked Steven Seagal at that point.
Yeah,
so
he told me.
Okay.
So we are waiting.
So glad he misses this segment.
Gary Busey, you know.
Oh, Point Break.
Yeah, so good in Point Break. Johnny Utah. God,
that was a great movie.
I wanted Patrick Swayze to die.
I love. You need to respect him.
Who?
Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu. It's not Keanu.
Whatever.
Okay?
Keanu.
Yeah. I love the movie. I hated Patrick Swayze in it, which means he was really good. You know, the whole thing, I'm going to let him ride out this last wave. Forget it. I'd have been taking shots at him while he was doing it. You know, but that's me. What if he got up and walked out?
Then we don't have him.
We don't have him again.
In the morning, Buzz. Greg, Laura, Roadkill. And Kelly.
There it is. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Excellent. Great to have you on the show. We're big fans. We're out here in New England and talking about the book Buseyisms, Gary Busey's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And it took me a few minutes to realize that the title spells out the word Bible.
That's correct.
On purpose.
Who is Roadkill?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Are you the kind of guy that will lead a 5-pound bag of unidentified roadkill?
Sure. Are you buying or just picking up?
That's another kind of diet.
So, Gary, I want to start by asking about the book, and it's kind of your life lessons that you've learned in all that you've been through, correct?
Yes, sir. Everything I've been through is in the book.
Was there one thing, Gary, that made you decide, okay, now's the time? I want to read. I'm going to write a book.
No. People ask me, why don't you write a book with your bishisms?
Mm-hmm.
And then people said, why don't you write a book about your story of life?
Yeah.
So I went, okay, and my sweetheart, soulmate Stephanie Sampson, wrote it. Mm-hmm. Co-wrote it, she says.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have a tape recorder. I'd give her information about my time with Leon Russell or Bruce Springsteen or the music part of my life or the movies I've done, the divorces I've been through, the bankruptcy I had, the brain surgery, the cancer in the middle of my face. And she wrote it down in her own way of writing it. She embellished it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful read.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple to read. And the chapters, he started with abusism, like the chapter relationship. Okay, relationship stands for really exciting love affair turns into overwhelming nightmare.
Some
hangs in peril. And the chapter's about that. Then there's a chapter about love, living on victorious energy. Then there's a chapter on freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, facing real exciting energy, developing out of miracles.
Yeah.
And that's the strongest freedom you'll have is realizing you are a miracle. And you have a miracle given to you every day just by breathing and living and loving and giving.
You know, I listen to you, and I know that you've referred to yourself as sometimes, like I've heard you, like sometimes you get a little kind of out there. But the more, I think you're a genius. Like, I think there's hidden meaning in everything you say. And I feel like I should analyze everything you say to find a positive message in it that I think is there.
Well, that's a good way to look at it because that's great. That's you're getting something from the book.
Do you?
Well, I think you should on Sundays hold sermons because I think people would come out and listen to you and listen to your moral
the
subjects.
The Church of Gary Busey.
Yes, and I think people, if you could podcast that or put it on YouTube, and people would obviously watch and listen to your words on Sunday. Because
I would.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a sales meeting of a corporation, and I'm going to talk to them about the book for 30 minutes to an hour. Then I will sign books, and they will pick them up. That's one way to sell the book. Go into corporations in their sales meeting.
That's true.
And talk about the book.
Yeah.
It's a motivational, inspirational book, so why not talk that way about it?
Gary.
And they will get the book, and they will read it, and they will go, oh, my God, I can do this way.
Yeah.
Not because I did it, but because of what they're learning about themselves. And from reading it, they'll understand what they can do to help themselves.
See, he turns it around.
I love
genius.
It.
Gary Busey is on the phone with us. Buseyisms, Gary Busey's basic instructions before leaving Earth. It is available now. Roadkill has a question for you, Gary.
Gary, very excited to see the new Predator movie, and I'm very excited to see that your son's in it. What did you think when he got offered that opportunity? Because you were in the Predator
the original.
Too.
Well, he plays my son, and it's great. It's a family affair. Jake's first movie, he was 5.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Straight Time with Dusty Hoffman and Kathy Bates. And he was wonderful. He wanted to be in the movie. He just wanted to be in the movie. And the story, there's more in the book. There's more in the book. I can't give the book away now with my talk.
What? He doesn't want to give the book away. Gary, I have a question. And from the outside looking in, with all that you've been through, right? You talked about it, the cancer, the divorces, the motorcycle accident. It seems from the outsider looking in that somehow you've always kind of kept a positive attitude.
I'm nothing but positive.
How do you do
I'm
it?
I'm no kinder sort of about that.
How do you do it?
I do it with positive thinking, believing myself, knowing that I'm all powerful with everything around me helping me, the spiritual realm, my family. My experience on life, what I've been through, look at it evenly.
Yeah.
Look at it with balance. And you know you've done well because you went through it to see there ain't nothing to it. And now you're clear, clean, open, and free.
See.
And you read the book, you get the book and read it, you'll feel that feeling in yourself that you're open, pure, and free.
You just so you know, I want to be totally honest with you. We celebrate Gary Busey from time to time here on our show. And we quiz listeners by giving them a Gary Busey quote or a fortune cookie. Something written in a fortune cookie, and yours are always way better.
Yeah, yours are way better.
I just wanna say I count on you way more.
What? Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Gary, in all the movies that you've done, we were talking earlier, Lethal Weapon and the Buddy Holly story. So many great performances. Is there one that you wish more people had seen? For one given reason or another, one role you wish more people had paid attention to?
No, I have no wishes of that. That's negative.
Okay.
It's called doubt, D-O-U-B-T. And doubt stands for debating on understanding bewildering thoughts. And when you debate with yourself over something you've done, there are no winners.
I can't argue with that.
All right, then can I ask the opposite? Is there a movie that you were blown away that did so well, Gary?
All of them.
Well,
there you go. You're not going to pin him down,
no,
man. He's
no.
Unpinnable.
No, you can't pin you down.
I don't have an acronym for that, but I'm going to work
Buddy
on it.
Buddy Holly story.
That, all right.
Okay.
There you go.
Amazing.
It had Buddy Holly's spirit singing through me.
Unbelievable.
See the weapon, Joshua. Mm-hmm. Bishop Joshua will walk through his grandmother's blood to get a postage stamp and never look at her. That's how cold he was.
I love it.
Another siege. Commander Krill. Point Break. Angelo Pappas. Firm, Eddie Lomax. It's a gift, a blessing, a wonderful thing to do in your life when you get to do something you love.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to look at what you do. You must love it. Because if you don't love it, you're not loving you. And when you don't love you, you can't love anybody else purely.
Amen.
Open up.
Amen.
Be free. Get the book, read it, and you'll have fun.
Great to talk to you, Gary. Thank you very much for coming on with us this morning.
Hey, and ladies and gentlemen and everybody.
There you go. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Crazy.
Oh, stop.
I love him.
I'm crazy for feeling.
You don't think people would come to his sermons, like, to hear what that man has to say?
What? I know, right? I think if... Was there another conversation in the house? Or was that what directed it? What I said?
I think it was directed... What?
Like he was, I don't think so. I think there was something going on in the background. A couple of times, didn't he talk off phone or whatever?
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Play that back. Play that back. So Gary Busey. No, no. Give me the all right, you have it?
Good.
Here, listen to this. Is this it? You just so you know, I want to be totally honest with you. We celebrate Gary Busey from time to time here on our show, and we quiz listeners by giving them a Gary Busey quote
to someone
or
else.
Or a fortune cookie. Something written in a fortune cookie.
I offended him.
Yeah,
yours
are
way better.
Oh, I pissed him off.
Wait.
I just want to say.
What?
Is he talking to me?
What?
Was he talking? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm crazy for feeling.
Cretchy? Seems totally normal to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Cretchy, he's all right. Never really knew much about the guy. Now that I've heard him talk, I think you're right. He knows what he's doing. I bet he's living well internally, too. Yeah. Gary Busey's one fry short of a happy meal.
What if he isn't?
And everything's a, what is it, an acronym?
Yeah. Yep. What?
What? Doubt. It stands for, right now I'm hungry. That would be, I have unrelenting need to get roast beef. Yummy. I'm hungry.
Wow.
Everything's an acronym right there. All right. Well, there's Gary Busey, everybody. I told you.
Hello, pants.
I didn't know which way it was going to go.
If you're like me,
but you now know,
you like talking to things. Hello, lamp. Hello, pants.
What I don't like.
Hi, Gary Busey. Thank you, Fish, for being here.
I don't like when somebody writes a book, and then they come on and they talk about it, and then they just tell you it's in the book. Like, that pisses me off. It's like
he's trying to sell the book.
I don't care. I don't care. Give me something that's going to make me go want to read the book.
What?
It's in the book. Go read it. I'm like, don't do that.
His name is Gary Busey. Of course you want to read the book.
Anyway, there it is. 7:56. All right, when we come back.
What?
Kelly has... I didn't know what to say.
What?
I said I didn't know what to say.
What?
All right. We'll be right back. Kelly's next.
What?
Stop it!
Streaming worldwide. Online. Never miss another moment. We're streaming live at morningbuzz.com.
What?
At Heart Radio. This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.
What?
All right, there you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. So we will see you then, bright and early at 5:30. Enjoy the weekend.